We are well into January, and already we may find that our resolve to make new spiritual beginnings in 2005 may be slipping away. In reality, the Christmas season is still with us, and so are the special graces of this season. And so I think it might be helpful if we travel back in our minds to the Mass on Christmas, hoping to recapture the simple drama, the aura of the mystery of the birth of Jesus, who is the Son of God, in all humility. We might recall our prayerful Christmas sentiments in the words once preached by a renowned liturgist. Father Jean Leclerc said, "On this Christmas night, everything inside me stops. I am face to face with him. There is nothing but this child in the whole of that huge white expanse. He does not say anything, but he is there. He is God loving me." How quickly we can forget God loving me, as we are easily preoccupied once more with the everyday busyness of life. Christian joy and hope can seem like mere remaining embers of a warm Christmas fire. Why is it so? Need it be like this? In proportion as the world grows weary of its Christian hope, Monsignor Ronald Knox preached on Christmas, the alternative is materialism, of a type with which we are already familiar, that and nothing else. The world's experience of Christianity has been like a great love, the love of a lifetime. No new voice will have any appeal for us if it does not bring us back to the stable at Bethlehem, there to humble our pride and enlarge our charity and deepen our sense of reverence with the sight of dazzling purity. It is difficult to see a dazzling purity in our world these days. Monsignor Knox preached the necessity of returning to the stable at Bethlehem in our thoughts and prayer, for there we can still gaze on a dazzling purity. In the perspective of our world, it does indeed humble our pride to kneel before the child Messiah, whose throne is an animal feed box. It can seem to lack cultural sophistication in a world that has become more complicated. It is difficult to wade against the stream of materialism that easily overpowers the authentic spirit of giving, of charity that should be a pervasive hallmark of the birth of the Savior and of the tradition of giving inspired by Saint Nicholas. Maybe a reflection on being humble is timely in the gray of winter and as we approach an unusually early Lenten season this 2005. I borrow a few thoughts from one of the books I used for my meditation, In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez, and it's published by Scepter Press. In his reflection for the fourth Sunday of Advent, Fernandez cited the thoughts of several saints on humility and charity. For example, in one of his sermons on humility, St. John Vianney, the Curé of Ars, said that without humility, everything else is like a huge heap of hay, which we have piled up, but which with the first gust of wind is blown over and scattered far and wide. The devil has little respect for those devotions which are not founded on humility, because he knows well that he can get rid of them whenever he pleases. The Curé speaks from pastoral wisdom. Saint Augustine once said that humility is the dwelling place of charity. His point is simple. To the extent that we are self-preoccupied, we are not truly freed up in spirit to care about other people. Without humility, there is no genuine charity. St. Francis de Sales said that among all the virtues, humility and charity are the mother virtues. The others follow as chickens follow mother hen, he said. Humility is often misunderstood and indeed panned by critics of Christian spirituality as being a demeaning self-subjugation. I believe it was St. Teresa of Avila who spoke directly to the point when she said humility is truth. She means that humility is an honest perception and acknowledgement of one's gifts and limitations before God. What better imaginary place to do so than before the manger in Bethlehem? There, face to face with the child Messiah, there is God loving us, and we are permitted to be truthfully who we are. In my mind, Saint Joseph, who was present, yet in the background of the mystery of the Incarnation, is a visible image of humility and charity. Humbly, he accepted the role of foster father, and he did so with faith. And selflessly, he cared for the child Messiah and his mother Mary. Joseph's yes to faith and his selfless love simplify for us the call to humble love that seems foreign in our world.